So Maximus, you want us to believe a leaky water faucet can bring down a Boeing 787. No, I don't want you to believe it. But I do want you to believe the FAA. As a matter of fact, they warned it could happen. Since 2022, the FAA has been insisting on repeated inspections of Boeing 787s, saying that a water leak could lead to a loss of continued safe flight and landing if water enters the plane's electronics. Did you hear that? Could lead to a loss of continued safe flight and landing. Well, I'm no Einstein, but that's the very definition of a plane crash. And now a 787 has crashed. Is there a connection? Well, I don't know for sure. But we're going to go over the facts next on Maximus.
You are watching Maximus Aviation.
Well, just when you thought we had exhausted all Air India crash theory, suddenly comes along a credible, documented, factual, well-known defect that has already led to Boeing 787 electrical problems in the past. A defect so dire it could even cause a 787 to crash. But not only that, the most recent airworthiness directive on the subject was sent out in May of this year, just 1 month before the disastrous, mysterious crash of an Air India Boeing 787. And then another was issued after the crash in June. And not only that, but the same plane that crashed just hours before its last flight was seen to be having serious electrical issues for some unknown reason. However, what if that reason had been known for almost 4 years now? And what if, just maybe, what if all it took to bring down the uncrashable Boeing 787 were a few drops of water? Oh boy, here we go again. Okay, let's go back to December 2022. John Hemmerdinger of Flight Global reported that the U.S. FAA intends to require that airlines inspect Boeing 787s for water leaks after several such incidents, including one involving water leaking into a jet's electronics bay. Remember, this is 2022. The FAA's findings include a loss of water pressure during flight and potable water systems leak, potable meaning not for human consumption, so sink in toilet water. But according to the FAA's proposed AD back in 2022, it wasn't even an official AD yet, but the leak that was discovered after landing was found to be so severe that it caused water to migrate into the forward electronic equipment bay and affect multiple pieces of electronic equipment. The 2022 story continues, published in the U.S. government's regulatory library on 13 December. The proposal says detached or improperly installed clamshell couplings caused the leaks. The FAA intends to require that airlines address the issue by completing steps detailed in an August service bulletin published by Boeing that addresses the issue. The story continues, carriers would be required to inspect 787-8, 9, and 10 potable water systems for any missing or incorrectly installed clamshell couplings. It adds that several 787 operators experienced such leaks. One reported a significant water leak due to a loose potable water system hose caused by an incorrectly installed clamshell coupling within the lavatory. Another instance involved water leaking from a detached clamshell coupling in a 787's galley. Okay, so the trail begins 3 years ago. Now let's fast forward to April 2023. This is from the AP. So keep in mind, this is 16 months later. Regulators are worried that faucet leaks in Boeing 787 jets could pose a safety hazard by water seeping into the plane's electronics during flights. The FAA proposed Friday to order repetitive inspections, and if leaks are found, replace faucet parts. The move comes after reports of water from lavatories getting under the cabin floor and into electronic equipment bays. The FAA said the leaks could damage critical equipment and lead to a loss of continued safe flight and landing. There it is again. The agency said one airline found wet carpet in the cockpit of a plane, and when it inspected its entire fleet of 787s, it found multiple planes with leaking faucets. The FAA did not identify the airline. Remember, at the time, the FAA is still considering proposing an airworthiness directive, but still 16 months later haven't officially ordered a fix. But since 2022, the FAA had been insisting on repeated inspections on Boeing 787s, saying the leak could lead to a loss of continued safe flight and landing if water enters the plane's electronics bay. The story continues. Boeing advised airlines in November about the issue, which has been traced to an O-ring seal and described as a slow leak, about 8 ounces of water per hour. However, Boeing said the issue was limited to certain 787s, but the FAA would order them all covered. The FAA described the extra inspections as a temporary measure while the manufacturer redesigns the faucet modules. At the time, a Boeing spokesman said the redesign is complete and the company is working with its supplier and customers to determine when planes can be retrofitted with new parts. Okay, so follow me here. This is all happening in April of 2023. Now let's fast forward all the way to February 2024, when finally 2 whole years after the FAA was informed about the 787 water leaks, it took them 2 years just to consider issuing an actual airworthiness directive. And here it is, dated February 1, 2024. The FAA is adopting a new airworthiness directive for certain Boeing Model 787-8, 9, and 10 airplanes. It says this AD was prompted by reports of undetected water leaks from the faucet control module, or the FCM, migrating below the passenger floor in multiple lavatory locations during flight and into the electronic equipment bays. This AD requires repetitive general visual inspections of the area under all lavatory wash bins for evidence of intermittent and active leaks at the FCM and applicable on-condition actions. The FAA is issuing this AD to address the unsafe condition on these products. Okay, so in the NPRN, the FAA proposed to require repetitive general visual inspections of the area under all lavatory wash bins for evidence of intermittent and active leaks at the FCM and applicable on-condition actions, including replacing the affected FCM. The FAA is issuing this AD to address undetected water leaks which could damage flight-critical equipment. The unsafe condition, if not addressed, could result in the loss of multiple line replaceable units and subsequent loss of continued safe flight and landing. There it is again. They're saying this leak could bring down a 787. So then, did that take care of the problem? Well, no. Fast forward to May 14, 2025, 1 month before the Air India crash. The FAA releases another airworthiness directive in addition to the original notice. This one was even more specific. The NPRM published in the December 26, 2024 AD, remember this is now May of 2025. Are you confused yet? Man, I am. But this latest notice was prompted by reports of water leakage from the potable system due to the improperly installed waterline couplings, and water leaking into the EE or electronic equipment bays from above the floor in the main cabin, resulting in water on the equipment in the EE bays. The NPRM proposing to supersede the previous AD was prompted by the determination that the sealant moisture barrier tape and tape dam required above the EE bays may not have been installed on production airplanes. In the NPRM, the FAA proposed to retain the actions in the original AD and expand the applicability to include additional Model 787-8 airplanes and certain 9 and 10 airplanes and require an inspection of seat tracks above the EE bays for missing, damaged, or deteriorated sealant moisture barrier tape or tape dams, as applicable and applicable on condition actions, whatever that means. The FAA is issuing this AD to address the unsafe condition on these products. Okay, now take a breath, we're almost there. Because now it's June 12th, and the Air India plane has crashed for unknown reasons. But fast forward to June 16, 4 days after the crash. And here is a new FAA airworthiness directive for the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. And yet again, this new directive adds to the first two already issued in the previous 2 years. So following the crash, the FAA now says they propose to supersede the previous airworthiness directive of 2024, which applied to certain Boeing company models of the Dash 8, Dash 9, and Dash 10. The previous AD required repetitive general visual inspections, or GVIs, of the area under all lavatory washbins for evidence of intermittent and active leaks at the faucet control module and applicable on-condition actions. The FAA has determined that the effective FCMs must be replaced with an improved design FCM to address the unsafe condition. So it sounds like they keep getting broken parts to replace the broken parts. This proposed AD would continue to require the actions of the 2024 AD and would require replacing the FCM as terminating action for the repetitive GVIs performing a leak test, installing moisture management devices, and performing applicable on-condition actions. Okay, so given all that confusing information on water leaks on the Boeing 787 that may or may not be able to bring down a Dreamliner, or that may or may not have been the direct cause of the Air India crash, here's the real kicker. After all that information from the FAA and Boeing, the FAA nor the airlines are blaming Boeing for the defect. Remember, Boeing already retrofitted the affected aircraft, but according to the airlines, the leaks are a result of individual operator actions and not an inherent design failure, with Boeing not recommending the replacement of the couplings on the majority of the 787 fleet. In addition, the current Boeing 787 maintenance manual currently provides extensive details on proper installation of the coupling, and that incorrectly installed coupling is not a latent failure and is detectable prior to operation of the aircraft. American Airlines observe that some couplings are installed on their Model 737 and 777 fleet with a high level of reliability and no recorded installation errors in the previous 12 months. So what was originally a Boeing factory defect was corrected by Boeing and the FAA. However, in the years after this information has been made public, now the airlines have the responsibility of maintaining these leak areas and repairing them before they can do any damage or bring down a plane full of people. So once again, we're back to where we began. It's all up to each individual airline to make sure their planes work properly after they leave the factory, especially if Boeing came up with a fix. Or is it just Boeing's fault in the first place? Let me say this loud and clear. I'm not saying this water leak caused the Air India jet to crash, but I am saying something in this whole situation stinks, and it ain't the blue toilet water. Let me know down below.